I kind of confused myself because I come on here and I do these rants about how women tear each other down and don't support each other. Mm-hmm. And Kim Kardashian posted a picture of a nude selfie that everybody, it pretty much divided the internet. She's fighting with Bette Midler over it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what kind of day you're having when you're fighting with Bette Midler. Come on. But then Amber Rose, like, came to her defense saying, just let a grown woman live her life. That's how she wants to live. But Kim Kardashian had posted an essay on Twitter, mm-hmm. and she said, "Why I don't do drugs, I've never committed a crime, I post some naked pictures of myself because I like my body and the way I look, what makes me a bad role model?" And I thought about that, and she said, "It's International Women's Day, we're so quick to tear each other down, and it's true, aren't I doing the same thing, even though I don't agree that you should be teaching girls too, because I think that's what it does, is teach girls to..."
It's okay to take your clothes off and just take pictures.
And to be very open about that. Mm-hmm. And if you grow up and want to do that, that's one thing. Kim Kardashian's 30-something. If she wants to do it, she can. But when you have a lot of 12-year-old girls idolizing you, mm-hmm. it makes me question your judgment. But she said that, and I thought, you're right. Why do I care? If that's what works for her,
uh-huh.
if that's what she enjoys doing, does it affect me at all? Why do I care about that?
Do you know what I think would be different? If you had a 12 or 13 year old daughter, I think that would change your mindset on that a little bit, because it's true. Like my daughter, she follows Kim Kardashian. She follows all the Kardashians. She plays this Kardashian game where it's all like fashion shows and stuff.
Don't you talk to your daughter and say, listen, she's a smart businesswoman.
Yeah.
She broke the app store with her Kimoji app, but she's also a grown woman who can make these decisions. You're 12. You can't make these decisions to post nude pictures of yourself.
But there's that whole element that you can say certain things till you're blue in the face, mm-hmm. but then when they follow these people on social media and they're looking at it and they're like, oh, she's so great. Look at, and the thing is, that's the worrying part about it as well. It's not just the fact, really, that it's Kim Kardashian. It's the fact that there's this whole culture with girls now, this 12, 13, 14-year-old, mm-hmm. is to get as many likes as they can on a picture. And when they look at things like that Kim Kardashian picture, for argument's sake,
where it breaks the internet.
Yeah, they're like, oh, great, well, how popular would I be? Look how many likes I could get from doing that. And I think that's how those girls get sucked in to that. More, just as much a thing as trying to it being that said person. Mm. I think if Taylor Swift did it, for argument's sake, and she got a billion likes for it, then girls would look at, God, if Taylor Swift can do it, and go, look how many likes I could get for doing it. I don't think it's necessarily...
She does, though. Taylor Swift posts a picture of her cat and will get as many likes as Kim Kardashian posted a picture of her cat.
But I think it's not just so much the person is the... Because that whole getting as many likes and followers and stuff as you can is a big thing right now.
It is, but that it doesn't... Isn't that across the board, though? It's not necessarily for posting nude pictures or inappropriate pictures.
No, but I mean, it's like someone like Kim Kardashian, who's like, you know, she breaks the internet when she does that kind of thing. Like, you know, so girls see that and think, oh, maybe I could do that. That could be me. You know what I mean? It's, I think there is that whole culture of that likes and followers about certain things, and, you know, and that the whole nudity thing with girls and stuff is very worrying.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see if you have daughters, if you have kids, if you mm-hmm. think Kim Kardashian is a good role model, because she is obviously very successful. She, like she said, she doesn't have any issues, or if you think she's a bad role model and why.
Yeah, 4241234. Hi, you got 97.7. Who's this?
Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, if that was my daughter, oh my God, I'd be mortified.
If Kim Kardashian was your daughter?
Yes.
Do you think she's, do you have daughters?
I have one daughter.
How old is she?
4.
She's 4. Do you think that Kim Kardashian is a bad role model for young girls because she posts her body all the time, because she always throws it out there?
Yes. Brains. She's using her brains. Just stick with the brains. You really don't have to get the rest of your body involved.
That's what, at some point, and this is where I became conflicted, because Amber Rose, right, she was on MTV talking about 10 ways to be a bad bee, and all of it was about, like, don't worry about the face you make with your man because he doesn't care about them. And I'm confused why that makes a girl a bad bee or a woman a bad bee. Like, shouldn't you be like, hey, get an education, make sure you're able to financially support yourself, don't depend on a man for things, and that, to me, that's more important. But then I was like, if that works for Amber Rose, why do I care if that's what she promotes? If that's what works for some women, why am I outraged about that?
Because that doesn't work for most women. I'm a single mom and I support both of my children by myself. Educated.
If
work full time.
If you could throw up, Jen, if you could throw up on Instagram a picture of you with some black bars over areas that matter and get a ton of likes and make money off of that, would you do that?
Nope.
See, I don't, I think, I've been working out a lot. I'm looking at myself. I'm like, I'm tired of getting up at 3:30 in the morning.
I'm petrified that my mother would find me and kick my butt.
Yeah. And see, that's enough.
Yeah. Jen, thank you for checking in this morning.
See ya. Bye.